I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 110, Advice for Fresh Grads.
Can I just say a few disclaimers?
Disclaimer agad?
Oo. Kasi
paranoid ka?
Hindi, nagkikringe ako sa idea that you and I will spew advice.
Ah.
Parang sin tayo? Ano ba tayo?
De, dapat ang title nito, Unsolicited Advice.
Oo. Kasi parang, guru ka ba? Life coach yarn? I mean, diba? So, hindi naman tayo registered anything.
Or, ano ba tayo? Expert ba tayo on the subject, diba?
I mean,
anong tawag sa mga ganun? Recruitment officers?
I don't know. HR?
Hindi, yeah. And meron din yung sa loob ng campus eh. Yung mag-career ano, manager?
What? I don't know.
May ganun, nagkaganun ako eh. Nagkakaroon ako ng ganun, career manager.
Usually, guidance counselor yan eh. But,
college ba? May guidance counselor pa?
I don't know. But more than anything, yun nga, parang, I guess, this is just for fun.
Yep.
Wincy and I are not experts.
Career counselors.
Hindi kami licensed life coach or whatever. I guess where we're coming from is that boy pa naman kami. Like, I think we
impart
doing
whatever wisdom that worked for us.
Yes.
But not necessarily would work for them,
yes.
Diba?
Eh, basta hindi to prescriptive in any form, anyway. Yun.
Payong ano lang?
I don't know.
Payong kaibigan?
I'm not gonna even qualify ourselves as their kuya and ate. Really?
Wag.
Parang de. I don't know.
Pero anyway.
Kumbaga, I'm just trying to say, we're not any better than, I mean, we're not better than any other people. Like, we're just doing what we can. And if whatever we share kind of, you think, motivates you or like, motivational, what the hell? But, you know, alam mo yun, kung tingin niya nakatulong, edi yay. Huwag niya lang kaming i-coat. Sabi nila, ganito eh. Parang, alam mo yun, yun lang.
Or i-cite tayo sa thesis paper nila, no?
Oh, or when you write your resignation, according to the Telebaba Tapes, this is what.
Wag.
It's a wag.
Resignation letter ka.
Boss, kasi sabi din sa podcast, ganito.
Wag. Wag.
Ayun, anyway.
Pero anyway, why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about this?
Kasi, why are we talking about this?
Hindi, ito. Sa feed ko for the last month. For the last 4 weeks. Puro graduation.
Yeah. Well,
yung parents na friends natin, nag-graduate yung anak.
Grabe.
Ngayon nga.
Okay. Moving up.
Mga pamangkin ko. Graduating high school. Ibang kilala ko, graduating college.
Ako, I know because we have interns in the office na nag-graduate and we got them. Yeah.
And also, nag-ano ka kasi sa IG stories mo, di ba? Recently.
Parang Q&A, whatever. Just to feel a little more human. Bakit ito? Dahil galing siya sa Q&A.
Galing sa Q&A ng Instagram mo, may humingi ng advice sa'yo.
And you felt it was interesting.
It was interesting.
Thank you. Okay.
So yung format ngayon, surprise, hindi siya listicle. Nakakasawa na eh. Six, no? Yung listicle type.
Wait, six, I don't know if nakakasawa.
Six pieces of advice for the fresh grad from Telebaba Tapes.
It's just funny na magkasunod.
So, nakakasawa na rin yung listicle. So ngayon, ang tawag ko rito, bullet point questions.
Okay. You don't have to label every format.
Yeah, pero yung format. I mean. Okay. So yan, magbabato ako
basically,
ng mga
Q&A
questions regarding the topic of graduation and of mga professional and personal advice for fresh grads.
Or tapos, fresh grads or maybe 1 to 2 years.
Boyabunda style.
Okay.
Ibabato ko to, tapos sasagutin natin. Okay, first question.
Uh-huh.
What was your college graduation like? Did you actually like the ceremony?
Ikaw, ano muna? Ikaw muna.
Well, ako, ang haba.
Nung ceremony?
Oo, ang haba at ang init. Sa Ateneo yun.
Okay.
From 2 p.m. may mass pa. Tapos tinawag syempre yung mga honor students. Tapos yung alphabetical roll call.
Ang haba eh. Oh.
Ang haba. To the point na sabi ng dad ko, naalala ko to ah. Huwag ka sanang maasar, pero magdadala ako ng libro.
Mm.
Kasi hindi ko kaya yung 4 hours, 5 hours.
Mm.
Nagulat nga ako yung buong family ko nandun eh. Tapos super traffic.
Eh, syempre. Oh.
Super traffic. Mainit, mahaba.
Mm.
Yung ceremony. Pero may catharsis pa rin na nangyari kasi yung nagahag-hag na kayo ng mga blockmates mo, ng friends mo. Tapos, finally, tapos na. Naiyak ako ng konti.
Really?
Naiyak ako, tapos, in retrospect, hindi dahil nasenti ako, it's more kasi na parang, wow, natapos ko to finally. Pero at the same time, may senti mode rin ako na parang, oh no, hindi na ako estudyante. Ay, sorry. Itong backtrack lang ng konti, yung fresh grads natin, hindi grade school or high school graduation to. As in, college graduates to. Meaning, from school to adulthood
world.
Na talaga, the real world.
Yeah.
So yun, how was your graduation?
I guess opposite of yours. Like, it was pretty straightforward and quite short. Kasi sa UP, may dalawa kang ceremony. Yung college graduation and yung university graduation. So you have an option whether to just attend college. Like, kunwari, since College of Fine Arts ako, mag-attend ka lang ng ceremony dun sa college mo. Pero you have an option to attend the university na literal university-wide.
Optional yun.
Oo.
And so, I'm guessing knowing you, hindi ka pumunta ron. Kasi optional.
And knowing my parents, na parang naisip nila, teka, ilang thousands yung mga magmamarch.
Wait, saan
parang
yun?
Thousands
yun na. Sa University
UP
Avenue?
Sa Film Center.
Kasya ba yun doon?
I think so.
Buong ano?
Hindi, ano?
Sini Adarna?
Hindi lahat. Like, ang pupunta lang sa university graduation, yung mga college honors tsaka university honors. I think college honors are like, dean's list ba yun sa Ateneo?
Oo.
Tapos, university honors yung mas mataas, yung mga... Basta basically, in terms of grade, 1.5 pababa. Or 1.5 until, I think, basta lahat ng 1.5, I think that's it. College honors ka na nun. Tapos, in the college scholar. And then, 1.0 until, I think, 1.1 something. I forget. Podpass, just correct me. Basta mas mataas university. But, ayun. I mean, madami. Kasi
pero nakita ko yung graduation pic mo nun.
It was...
Iba yung... Wala kayong toga, di ba?
Wala.
Toga kami sablay. Na blue eh. Tapos may sablay. Rin kami, yung hat. Yung
wala.
Hat na hinahagis.
I kind of enjoyed that na hindi kami cliche American.
Ay, pero hassle pala, sorry. Paad
thing.
Lang. Di ba, alam mo yung cliche sa movies, yung hinahagis yung toga at saka diploma.
Yeah.
Gusto kong gawin yun. Pero
so
sinabi sa amin na kung masira nyo yung hat, babayaran nyo. Eh, yung rental nun, mga 2,000 pesos. So sabi ko, ash, hindi na. Tapos kumawala ko pa.
Kaya nga.
Diba? Medyo parang mosh pit yun eh.
Ew. I think that I particularly like the fact that in UP, sablay yung sa amin na wala kang tugas. Parang, oh yeah.
Anong tawag dun? Saya.
Hindi siya Americanized. Ano nga? Sablay.
Sablay.
Yan yung tawag.
Wait, as in,
sablay.
Palpak? Sablay?
Oh.
Ari ng sablay?
Maybe I think it's an indigenous word for
nice.
That. I don't know.
Naginamit sa movie na
ni Paolo tsaka ni Maha.
Oo.
Kasi si JP Habak ay, hi Direct JP.
Hi Direct JP.
Ay, taga-UP. Ayun. Anyway. So, I skipped my, ito yung funny, okay? Kasi yung parents ko, grade conscious sila. And hindi ako nag-suma. Par magna lang ako.
Flex yan.
No, I'm saying it factually.
She is flexing. Podcast.
I'm not flexing. I'm just saying mataas yung standards ng parents ko. Na parang sabi nila, sa university, yung mga mag-walk doon ay suma, magna, ano yung next?
Hindi ako magaling sa
whatever. Basta,
valedictorian.
Hindi, suma is valedictorian. Tapos magna, parang second. Tapos yun na nga, as in, yung mga college. Sabi nila, hindi ka naman suma, huwag na lang tayo pumunta. Like, what the hell? I guess their point is, bear with me, hindi ako yung number one dun. Sabi nila, sa fine arts na lang tayo pumunta kasi ko yung number one dun. Grabe, no? Grabe yung gifted child pressure. Yun. So, yung parents ko, we just decided na dun na lang sa college. Kasi ako yung magva-valedictory speech. Sobrang, ano, no? Bookish, anak ng shit.
Tapos kumain kayo sa labas after?
Yes, yes. Sa ano?
Sa Isaki.
No. This was my request.
Samboko gin.
No, it was an Italian restaurant. Hindi Amici. Basta my favorite akong Italian restaurant sa Trinoma nun eh. Alam mo to?
Uso yung Aveneto.
Aveneto, yes. Yun lang yung request ko. Kumain sa Aveneto after. Pero yun, but overall, it was direct and wala ako nung sentimentality na, oh my God, tapos ko siya.
What about your classmates? Parang, uy, mamimiss kita.
Wala kaming ganun.
Ah, baliktad
tayo. Hindi ako senti kasi.
Ako senti ako.
Like, I think I have an amicable relationship with my blockmates, pero hindi kasi talaga ako close. I mean, I consider them my
tsaka
friends.
Tsaka UP yata, hindi senti school.
Pero hindi kami senti.
Oh, Ateneo oh, senti kasi.
Hindi kami senti. Tapos, ano yung it all felt like formality to me because parang I graduated, I think, April 14-ish, ganon, mid-April. And I started working April 1. So yung mind...
April 1?
Oh, yung mind ko parang...
April 15? Mali.
Fools. Kaya nga, nag-work ako before
ah,
I graduated.
Nag-work ka na? Okay, wow,
yes.
Wow.
So parang ako, yung may pitch pa eh, ganon. Gusto ko rin gumawa ng
wow,
work eh. Ayaw, parang... The graduation was just one thing of my schedule. Yung feel kong I'm working girl now. Ganon. So, hindi siya senti at all. Pero I remember I asked my ACD nun, si Marcy. Si Marcy Reyes.
Wait, sorry, April 1, hindi ka pa nag-graduate. That's sort of illegal ah. Kasi...
Hindi. Technically, tapos na yung school year.
Oh, yung pero ceremony, sumasweldo ka na?
Oh, yung ceremony. Oh. Pwede yun. Yung ceremony lang naman yung 18-14. Okay. Ang masaya lang doon, yung valedictory speech ko. Yung ECD ko na copy-based yung gumawa.
So, ang dugas mo.
Yun. I mean, like, may draft ako. Pero,
professional copywriter.
Oo, pero pinaganda niya. Yun. Yung concept pa nung...
Anong concept ng speech mo?
Speech ko is for so long, I've been canned in like this promil can. And... I kind of wanted to get out of it. Mga ganong shit.
Now you're getting out of the can.
Corny. But anyway, yun, haba. Yun, wala. Talaga, opposite nung sayo. Hindi kami
senti. Pero ito, question. Are you a fan of valedictory speeches?
No.
Meron ako face sa YouTube na nanonood ako ng mga valedictory
speeches.
But you
were valedictorian in Canada. Diba? May yeah. Valedictory speech ka.
In...
Na proud yung mommy mo and daddy mo.
But okay naman yung speech ko.
Oh, ibig ko hindi siya okay.
And,
bakit ka valedictorian?
And hindi ako nag-dean's list pero dean's awards for the arts naman ako. Music.
Okay.
And nag-flex ka na eh.
Hindi ako nag-flex. Sabi lang ako ng facts.
Yun yung graduation ko for me talaga. Kasi ang sama na nung academics ko nung... fourth year
college
ako, as I mentioned in a previous episode.
Okay.
Kasi yung utak ko, nasa ano na?
Band na. Nasa
band, music and, no, music and
music video.
And film.
Anyway, basta yun. I guess, hindi ako senti eh.
Okay.
Pero gusto ko maging number one or like gusto ko may honors.
Okay.
Yun.
Mas, o narinig niyo yan, Podpals?
As in, yung have you
pero
seen...
Pero hindi, magandang tanong natin yun sa group later on, kung senti ba sila sa graduation or parang wala. Let's get this over with.
Have you seen Election?
Alexander Payne.
Yeah, sobra.
Yes, pero I slept through it. I have to watch it again.
Sobrang, parang nung pinapanood ko si Reese Witherspoon, oh my God, pro kami. Ganon. Yung character ni Reese Witherspoon is basically...
Sige, ito, sidebar. Me. First sidebar na isip ko.
Ano?
Sa mga movies, what's your favorite graduation scene? Ako, Ghost World.
That was funny.
Ang ganda nun.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yung sinira, yung pinunit nila yung diploma nila, tsaka tinapakan nila yung hat.
That was funny. I like
tapos nag-summer job sila after. Oh.
Nagigets ko talaga
ang
sila.
Ang ganda ng Ghost World. Si Enid, tsaka si Rebecca.
I think so.
Basta si Thora Birch and Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Ano pero, pa ba? Reality Bites.
Yeah, that was also fun. Like, when I graduated, I watched that a lot of times. Kasi nakaka-relate ako kay, Lilaina Pierce.
Ah, ito, sige.
Ano?
You know, I'm not a fan. Pero, the Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone,
yes,
Spider-Man.
That's
that part 2 or 1?
That's what I was about to say. I think, nung tinanong mo yung question.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yun yung unang napunta sa, yung valedictory speech ni Gwen Stacy.
Ganda yun.
But that's high school. Pero ang ganda nung speech ni Gwen Stacy. Like, sorry, I really love the Garfield Spider-Man.
Mm.
Like, I don't care if you...
Wait, pero Pinoy films, ano ba ang ano? May mga graduation scenes na iconic. Yung kay Tonette, yung kay Lizken.
Yeah, I think it is.
Anong title nun?
Alone Together.
Alone Together. Yeah. Set in UP also.
Yeah. Ayun. Ano pa ba?
Kukonti lang eh, no? Hindi masyadong marami.
Ah, well, yun nga. Yung I'm Drunk, I Love You, di ba?
Ah.
Yun. Anyway.
So, okay. Next question. Ito maganda to. What was the first thing you did the day after you graduated college? 24 hours after.
Hindi nga kasi siya super memorable sa akin. So, hindi ko maalala. I guess nag-work ako weekend yun. So, normal weekend. Tapos,
ako,
nag-work na ako ng Monday.
Naalala ko, yung bandmate ko, si Katu, Puertoliano. Nag-graduate din kami. Following day, inuman sa house nung drummer namin. Tapos gig.
Okay, now I
gig
realize.
Gig na agad. Pero ang sarap ng gig nun kasi parang, oh my God, hindi na tayo estudyante. Yeah!
Wala talaga akong ganun. Like,
actually, euphoric yung first week mo after graduation. Yung parang, oh yeah! What's next? Yung may halong kaba na, ano na mangyayari sa buhay ko and at the same time, may freedom ka na parang, yeah, hindi na ako estudyante. Pwede na kumita ng pera. Pwede na akong i-employ.
I think I didn't have that feeling because yun nga, nag-overlap yung graduation and yung work. So, wala akong...
Okay.
Wala.
Hindi, ako yun. Uminom kami nung umiinom pa ako. Tapos, gig. Habang lasing.
Ew.
Yeah. Eh, okay
and
na
you
rin.
Thought that was
I
cool.
I was 22. Come on.
And you thought that was cool.
Hindi naman porket graduate ka, super full of wisdom ka na and ano yun.
I know.
And
I'm
adult
just,
ka, fully
I'm
adult
just
ka na.
I'm just saying cringe yun.
Okay, next.
Oh.
Ito maganda to. Ito, related na to sa advice. What's your personal take on fresh grads taking a gap year? Define mo na natin yung gap. Ano muna sa'yo yung gap year?
Hindi ka break? Hindi ka magtatrabaho?
For a year, oh.
Okay.
Travel the world or if not, hang out sa ano, sa campus.
Ew.
Or
judge agad eh.
Or ano nga, rest, pahinga.
Okay.
May mga kaklase ako at blockmates nung college na tinanong ko nga na anong parang ang gawin. Mag-gap year ako. Ano, pahinga lang muna, video games, tambay sa mall, ganun. Yung mga walang pera masyado. Pero yung mayayaman, syempre. Ah, I'm gonna go to Bali. Uso nun, mga ganun eh. Or, I'm gonna backpack in Europe or Thailand.
Okay.
And ako, medyo judgy ako noon. Parang, ang tatamad ng mga to.
Well,
pero yung take ko nga ngayon, kasi wala pa masyadong literature about mental health noon.
Okay.
Pero looking back,
uh-huh.
Oh my God, I needed that.
Alam mo, okay, hindi ko maintindihan why this is a generalization. And I have formed this generalization because of having many Athenian friends. Like, bakit pagod na pagod yung mga Atenista sa college?
Hindi, grabe naman talaga yung grind sa college.
Eh, kaya bakit?
Hindi siya joke.
Versus kaming mga taga-UP, parang, well, yes, nahihirapan kami. But, I remember it was fun. I remember, I don't remember anyone I know from UP na parang after college ay gusto magpahinga. Parang lahat ay
trabaho.
Gusto mag-work.
Wait, so ito yung tanong ko, ang gap year ba pang mayaman lang?
Yes, that's what I'm gonna say. Parang
to echo Victor, hi Victor, ka-PNA Victor Anastasio. Nagbigay ng creative talk si Victor, yes, sa inyo slash
nag-stand-up ko.
Stand-up.
So fun.
Hi, Vic.
Oh.
Tapos, ito yung may isang bit siya about gap year, di ba?
Yeah.
Share mo na.
Hindi pwede sa kanya yun. I cannot retell his joke. I'm gonna butcher it. But anyway, as capitalist as it sounds, parang tingin ko pang mayaman talaga yung gap year. Kaya nga, when you are asking that question,
pang-atinista,
in my head, the answer is, take a gap year if you can afford it. If your parents can afford it. But,
kung tumutulong ka sa bahay, paano ka
kasi
gap
for
year?
Me nun, pag sinabi ko yun, parang I would feel,
susustentuhan ka for another year.
Hindi, parang kaya eh. Kasi, adult ka na. Pinagtapos ka na ng pag-aaral mo. At tapos,
yes,
gap year ka pa.
Privilege, no?
What the hell? I mean, I'm talking from the perspective of family na alam mo yung ano eh, medyo cliche yung struggles namin na parang pinag-aral ako, admit na natin, pinag-aral ako for social and economic mobility. So, ingrained talaga sa akin.
Trabaho ka kagad.
Na kailangan ko magtrabaho tapos kailangan ko na mag-contribute.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know if that's wrong. Some people may posture that it's wrong because supposedly learning is for learning at hindi siya dapat for
internalized capitalism.
But let's admit it, the system is capitalist.
Mm.
So, na-ingrain talaga sa akin na wala, ay kailangan kong magtrabaho. I guess yung sagot ko dyan ay, as if taking a gap year is not consumerist anyway.
Hindi, ako pero ito. Sige,
teka lang, I mean, di ba? Parang, kung sasabihan niyo kaming nagtrabaho agad na kapitalista, eh pucha, eh, yung buong gap year mo, consumerism naman.
I like to challenge that.
Sige.
Sige, let's say, I did not come, estudyante ako.
Oh.
Kaka-graduate ko. I did not come from a wealthy family.
Okay.
May trabaho pa yung parents ko.
Mm.
Pero gusto ko mag-gap year.
Tumulong ka sa gagawaing bahay.
I think may ways na hindi mahal mag-gap year.
Like what?
Volunteer.
You still need food. You still need pamasahe.
Hindi, kung mag-volunteer ka, bibigyan ka ng food doon.
Some NGOs, yung mga private na mayayaman na
hindi,
NGOs.
Ito sa Ateneo, may Jesuit volunteer program.
Again, mayaman yung Ateneo.
Hindi, pero pumunta ka sa church. Papakainin ka dun.
I guess sa church ng mga mayayaman pa.
Hindi. Regular church sa parish.
Church?
Oh!
Ay.
Hindi ka papakainin dun? Papakainin ka ron, mga missions.
Pero hindi siya as sustainable.
O ito, pumunta ka sa probinsya ng relative mo.
Oh.
Pahinga ka ron, tumulong ka sa farm. Makakain ka ron.
Oo, pero para sa akin, dinisrap ko yung budget nila, dinisrap ko lahat. So, dapat at some point, may baon akong pang-contribute dun. Kasi for me, may cost yung pagpunta mo.
Anyway,
may cost yung
this is a whole entirely new episode.
Diba? Parang,
this is a different episode.
So, I'm not saying masama yung gap year. I think, if you can afford it, and then by all means, take a gap year. Diba? Kasi, I don't know, may cost kasi siya eh. Which is sad.
Kung hindi feudalism yung sistema dito sa Pilipinas at socialism, and magandang ano natin, yung equality natin, na walang ano, kumbaga normalize yung gap
year. Kung may basic income,
pwede ka
mag-gap year. Diba?
Ito na lang, sige. Nasa Canada tayo. Or ano ba? Sige, Canada.
Hindi, mas tough din. Kasi adult na eh. Mas capitalist nga dun, di ba? By 18, dapat nag-work ka na.
Nasa Scandinavian country tayo.
Oo.
Pwede ka mag-bus, may magandang income ng lahat. Would you take a gap year?
Hindi pa din.
Diretso ka agad.
Or, hindi, I guess the point is, what do I want to do during my gap year? Is it...
Eat, pray, love.
I mean, ugh. Hindi kasi iniisip ko, sige, kung ayoko muna mag-workforce, ano ba, mag-a-apply ba ako sa residency for visual arts? Like to discover myself, my eklat, ganun.
Why not?
Yun nga, mag-a-apply ako ng scholarship. Diba? For me kasi, taking
or a... Or artist residency.
Yes. Taking a, or mag-a-apprentice ako sa isang, I don't know, photographer, filmmaker,
ang
whatever.
Ang artist residency, alam ko kasama pagkain eh, tsaka housing.
Kaya nga. So parang for me, bullshit yung gap year. Yun yung
okay,
hot
controversial
take ko.
Yan. Patay ta. Gen Z podpals patay. We're canceled.
Canceled. Boom. Canceled.
Hindi, pero ito, may advantages yung gap year. Mental
okay.
health.
Okay.
Discovering yourself.
Okay.
Trabaho ka agad, tapos magkasakit ka sa ano.
For me kasi.
Depression or anxiety.
Sorry. For me, it's kind of funny how you can discover yourself in a vacuum or like in a travel. Where everything is planned for you when you're a tourist at hindi natetest yung character mo. Paano mo madidiscover yung sarili mo kung ginagawa mo ay lahat ay comfortable?
Pwede ka mag-backpack tapos humingi ka ng ano?
Ano yun? Simulated poverty? Like, I mean, I understand my reactions are so violent. Like, yung ex-boyfriend ko, yan yung main thing now ni. Eh. Kaya kami nag-work eh, di ba? Kasi
gap year versus
hindi ko maarok yung I need to take a break and find myself. Like,
grabe
whoa,
ka naman yung I need to take a break, hindi mo magets.
Hindi ko magets.
Akala ko ba
mali,
pro, ano
mali
ka?
Yung take a
pro
break.
Pro rest and mental health.
Yes. But hindi ko maintindihan yung I need to find myself. Pakamahal naman ng pag-find ng self. Like, talaga? Punta tayo ng Europe.
Pagkabalik niya may puka shell siya.
Yung self mo ba nag-email sa'yo, hi, I'm in Europe. Come find me. Like, what the hell? Ano yung find myself? Para siyang find my phone. Sabi mo, oh, myself is in Europe. I will book a ticket and go to Europe. Talaga? Like, it's so bullshit. You will find yourself if you put yourself in uncomfortable situations and you build character.
Mga ano, mga mayayaman na lasalista, atinista, they'll find themselves in La Union and Siargao.
Or, ang sinasabi niyo ba, you discover your ang test of character ay naiya. Like, oh my God, it's so difficult here in the airport. We have the worst airport. Oh, okay na, na-find mo na yung character mo. Difficult yun eh, ganon?
Hmm.
What the hell?
Okay, you seem triggered by this question.
Like,
sorry.
It's so funny. Hindi, ang daming hot take. Canceled na ako
after ito. Dapat ito pala yung title natin. Ang gap year ba ay pangkonyo? Pero anyway. Okay, so maganda segue ito. If you want to work ASAP, till how long should you apply to a job?
What do you mean?
How long bago ka mag-apply na, magbigay na ng resume? Hindi naman yung pag-graduate, okay, apply na ako bukas, di ba?
Parang hindi ako yung hindi best person to ask. Kasi,
sige, sasagutin ko na lang. Ako feeling ko 2 months. 2 months is okay. Kasi bibili ka rin ng damit para ano presentable ka, di ba? Kukunin mo yung mga dokumento mo. Siyempre, hinga ka. Pangit rin naman yung ito. Natutunan ko ito from my psychologist, di ba? Kung transitions daw. Kunwari, getting married, moving to a new city. Give it ano a space of a month na mag-adjust ka. Huwag yung dire-diretso, di ba?
Tama naman.
Kaya naman nagkasakit rin ako sa anxiety, di ba? Na...
Eh, kasi
wala
akong major sense na, life
oh, wala akong sense events. Of transition, di ba?
Uh-uh. Well,
yung minamadali ko lahat.
Again, yun nga. Wala akong experience. Pero, I think, kasi, yung thinking ko of employment, nag-blend na siya nung third year and fourth year. Kasi third, I mean, UP was structured that way. Na by your third year, mag-i-intern ka na. Tapos pag yung summer ng yung summer before fourth year. And fourth year is basically just your thesis year. Wala ka ng ibang subjects. Gawin mo lang yung thesis mo. So talagang parang tinatransition. Yung mismong academic program, yes. Sinestructure ka na niya for employment.
Parang sawa na ako mag-aral. Fourth year na ako.
Oo eh. At saka papafeel din naman nila na tapusin mo na lang. Para tapos na. Ganon.
Eh, ang tanong ko, ba't ang daming super senior sa ano? UP?
Yung mga magna tsaka suma.
Ano yung magna?
Ano yung joke?
Oh, hindi.
Magna 9 years na. Tsaka suma. Suma 10 taon na.
Oy, grabe.
Yun. I guess, they wanna take their time learning or they like the chill environment of UP. Like, I always tell you na, I mean, meron din naman ako moments when I was in yung first year ko working, when I felt so overwhelmed. Pupunta naman ako back to the university for some reason. When you go inside UP, parang everything kind of slows down. Na-ease yung pressure. Para siyang magical place na, oh, walang pressure dito. Pag bumagsak ka, you can just repeat it again. Take it again.
Ang ganda nga ng UP siyang, campus, actually.
Oh, may ganun siyang thing. Anyway.
Okay. So, now ito na.
Ay, pero, sorry. But to answer question, yung in an, I'm using my imagination na lang. Na parang, I think 2 months nga, or 2 to 3 months is a good pause.
Hello, sabi mo sa parents mo, Dad, supportahan niyo ako for 2 months kasi bibili ako ng mga damit para mag-apply ng trabaho. Kailangan ko ayusin resume ko. Wala namang masama siguro sa 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. Or edi, bayaran mo sila after.
Oh.
I don't know. Pero yun, I guess 2 to 3 months is also good. And in a way, enough time for you to research on how to go to interviews, how to write your resume. Diba? I mean, good prep months. Anyway.
Okay, next. Any advice on resume / CV?
Oh, no.
Curriculum vitae preparations.
Okay. Ano nga yung difference ng resume and CV? Ano yung mas mahaba?
I think CV mas mahaba.
CV kasi parang mas detailed. Almost like an NBI clearance type of thing siya, diba? Na lahat talaga naka-bullet points. But resume is how you intend to present yourself. Parang summary siya of who you are.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hindi, ako na muna kasi maiksi lang yung sasabihin ko. Ikaw feeling ko mahaba eh. Ako, ito advice ko kasi wala ka naman talaga masyadong job training sa college eh. Diba?
Yes.
It's illegal to hire a college person.
Wait, technically hindi.
Hindi, diba?
Part-time. Kasi nga dahil sa K-12,
oh,
diba?
So ako, ito lang advice ko sa unsolicited advice sa resume
writing.
All these
writing. Are unsolicited.
Ilagay nyo yung ginawa nyo sa mga orgs nyo. Nare, wrote the forward to our newsletter. Helped organize a concert for this ganito ganyan. Kasi yung ina-underestimate yung orgs. Pero yung
mas,
orgs,
ano nga yun eh.
Parang mas real world pa nga yung orgs kaysa sa classroom learning eh.
Yeah.
Especially yun, you looked for sponsors for a campus event. Naku, ang bango nun. Super bango nun.
Yeah.
As in, may, well, managers na rin tayo pareho. May mga nakuha akong mga resumes na ganun. Kung nakikita akong active siya sa mga orgs, na related syempre dun sa advertising or marketing, usually, yung mga hires na yon parang andali nang i-train. Gets mo ba?
Meron akong ano, controversial ano dyan, take. Pero go on. Ikaw muna.
Yun lang. Yeah. Orgs. Grabe. Kung hindi kayo mahilig na academics, go for orgs, extracurricular activities. Tama si CJ na parang ano siya eh, mas malupit siya na training sa real world kaysa yung basa ka lang ng basa at lecture, uma-attend ka lang ng lecture. Kasi may results yung orgs eh. Yun.
May hot take ako dyan.
Go.
Based on experience working with other people who were so into orgs. I guess to qualify muna, syempre yung industry natin ay marketing, advertising, communication. That's all. Yun lang yung may idea kami. Maybe in a way, prod, film prod,
communication.
Anyway, in terms of resume, well, tama naman si Wincy. May iba-iba kasing disciplines na tinitignan yung bullet points. Like, I guess for accounts manager or ano pa ba, strat planner or brand manager, I think those are important. But bilang creative yung experience ko and I'm leading a creative team, more than anything, what we look at is the portfolio. More than the resume.
Eh, pero kung sa college, wala siya masyadong portfolio kasi hindi pa siya nagtatrabaho.
Hindi, gumawa ka spec work.
Describe what spec work is.
Spec work, like kunwari, hanap ka ng brand na gusto mo, tapos mag-imbento ka lang ng business problem, ng, as in, imbento siya.
So for example, sige, I'm a musician, I'm a songwriter. So kung fan ako ng McDonald's, gagawa ako ng jingle ng McDonald's, yes. Tapos ibibigay ko sa McDonald's?
Hindi. Ilalagay mo siya sa portfolio mo, tapos lalagay mo, spec work siya.
Kumbaga fake jingle.
Yes. Yes.
Or in, ano, in writing, fan fiction.
Hindi. Parang draft, ganun. Yun, so, I mean, of course, we look at the resume just to see how they present themselves. Diba? Na parang, kasi resume pa lang, makita mo may taste yung tao eh. So graphic design pa lang ng resume nila. And, makancel na naman ako. Huwag niya nalagay yung mga, kunwari, skills, Adobe Photoshop. Tapos may line graph. Like, my God.
Ako nga, skills, Microsoft Word, linalagay ko
pa. Like, huwag niya nalagay yun. Huwag niya nalagay yun.
Linalagay ko nga dati. Skills. Ako ako to ah. Skills, Google Drive.
What the fuck?
To prove na hindi pa ako lolo.
Hindi, you can present it differently.
Uy, pero tinitingnan ko, like, hindi, sorry, ako, I work with, in an editing bay.
Oh,
for video
no, that
production.
Makes sense because it's
kailangan
technical.
Ko malaman kung marunong siya ng After Effects, Premiere, marunong ba siya mag-color grade. It, ako, game ako doon. I like that.
Pwede naman na words eh. Competences. User experience design. Photo manipulation using Adobe. Like, fine. It's fine. What I'm criticizing is yung design visualization na may line graph at first. Yung parang loading bar.
Oh, sige, ito na lang.
Oh my God, it's so cliche.
Anong pet peeve mo sa CV? Hate na hate mo when you see a CV. Na huwag mo nang ilagay ito dahil, Diyos ko, tanggalin mo na yan.
Mas yung design yung pet peeve ko eh. Like,
ito, sorry, ako.
Yung alam mong nakita niya sa Behance or sa Canva. Pinterest, tapos ginaya niya. Like, I would prefer something more minimalist and direct to the point.
Ito, nakakuha
tapos,
ka na ng...
Sorry, tapos bawiin mo na lang sa portfolio. Diba? And, sorry, di ba pinapakita ko sa'yo, nakaka-impress yung mga design schools ngayon na some people actually send sizzle reels na it doesn't have to be music video. It can be their layouts, photographs, pero naka-video trailer. Nakaka-impress yun for us.
Ginagawa sa Binild yan.
Yun. So, it's, yun. I guess kasi, basing din on experience, sa juniors naman or sa fresh grads, what we look at is not the skill. Kasi matuturo namin yun in the long run. What we
taste
talaga yung tinitingnan. May idea ba siya? May taste ba siya? And sophisticated ba yung pagka-express niya ng
and
idea?
A first peek into his or her taste is yung
portfolio.
Graphic design nung ano? Nung resume.
Oo, nung resume.
Ito, anecdote.
Oo.
Sobrang natuwa ako dati. May nakuha akong ano, I call it the 90s, ano, 90s resume.
Okay.
Yung ano, halatang Microsoft Word ginawa. Tapos may ano, yung island photo na ano,
ay,
one by one.
Huwag niya nang lagyan ng 9x1. Hindi na kailangan yun.
Tapos naka-stapler, yung parang, uy, UP Co-op to. Ano, katas ng UP Co-op to ah.
Okay.
Yung 90s. Tapos nataang, well, snobbish ako sa ganyan, di ba?
Mm.
Yung nakita ko, natawa ko. Tapos ang bully ko, pinakita ko pa sa mga ibang ano, office mates ko.
Ka.
Natawa sila ng konti.
Gago
kasi parang, uy, may ganyan pa pala. Yung ano, one by one ID photo sa photo me. Ganun.
Pero, I mean...
Nakita naman ako ng konti.
But the question is, why is nobody guiding these young people? Like, I think it's the point of...
Designers tayong dalawa. Hindi naman lahat ganun.
Hindi, pero diba, point yun ng professor or even your org. Wala bang pa-seminar yung org nyo na how to make a resume?
Actually, dapat isang...
Puro ba kayo event?
Isang buong elective na nga dapat
diba,
yun.
Parang... But going back to yung mga kwento ko on... Sabi mo kasi parang be super detailed about yung participation yung sa orgs. I am a little bit wary of people na super in love or like yung org nila is their personality.
I've met people.
There are people na yung org nila yung kanilang personality. Isn't that true? Anyway.
Medyo lumapit ako sa ganong personality dati. Sa heights.
I'm judging you right now.
Literature club.
I am judging you.
Creative writing club.
Kasi...
Oh, nag-heights workshop ako pari.
Nasuka ako dun ha. Anyway.
Sikat naman yung heights ha.
Sa Ateneo.
Hindi. Kahit sa ibang schools.
Kaya anong alam mo, the more mo iyabang yan sa real world, mas i-challenge ka nila. Sige nga, sulat ka nga ngayon.
Oh.
Alam mo yun?
May cocky ka naman talaga kung kakagraduate mo
pa
lang.
May time, may in-interview kami nung dati kong partner na CD na taga Ateneo siya. Tapos sinakalagay, ano yung Tagalog ng Ateneo na publishing?
Matanglawin.
Yabang niya na parang ano, ganun. Parang ako, yung gusto, matanglawin, ganyan. Hindi niya alam, yung partner ko, parang EIC siya noon ng matanglawin. So parang the more ba talaga, yun ba yung mga ginawa mo? Ganun!
Ah, with EIC yung ano mo.
Yung partner ko.
Actually, malulupit ang EIC so, ng mga orgs ah.
Kaya nga, so parang huwag ka muna magyabang, di ba? Kasi you don't know if parang alumni or like dating, alam mo yun, like chill. Just say things factually. Huwag mo i-oversell sarili mo. Kasi the more ka i-challenge. But going back, my org is my personality. Yun. Ang napapansin ko sa kanila, nagiging sanctuary nila yung org. Na, kunwari, popular sila dun sa org or they feel fulfillment in that org.
Hmm.
When it comes to work, when the work is not similar to their org experience or yung workmates nila, hindi parang orgmates nila, nandidishearten sila eh.
Napansin ko nga yan.
So parang in a way for me, regressive yun kasi may tendency silang bumalik dun sa org nila kasi dun sila parang they feel significant, they feel relevant, they feel, alam mo yun, like they have value.
Pero ako, sorry, in a way, in defense naman ah, I worked for a real estate company before,
okay.
Diba?
Okay.
And may mga office mates ako na fresh grad from La Salle.
Okay.
And mga ano nga, yung mga junior marketing orgs, magugulat ka na kung may events kami na minamount, alam nila yung ginagawa nila.
Oo nga.
And nakikita ko kasi yung resume, ano, active sa org.
I'm not saying don't go to an org.
Ang dali nilang i-train. Kasi sanay na sila.
Kaya, hindi ko naman sinasabing huwag ka mag-org at huwag mo ilagay sa resume mo. I'm just sharing na there are some people na extreme na parang yung mga my org is my personality. Be cautious or be self-aware if you're becoming that.
Mm.
Diba? Na parang there's so much more to, you know, orgs. And yung org kasi, maganda nga na, tama ka, maganda siyang stand, ano ba, maganda siyang jump-off point. Kasi nga, trainable, medyo mas alam nila yung jargons, alam nila how it goes.
Hindi, tsaka isa pa, kunwari, sponsorships, di ba? Looking for sponsorships.
Yes.
Alam nila yung patakaran, hindi mo na kailangan i-train masyado.
Yes. Pero yun nga, parang, I think usable yun for maybe your first 6 months. But if you're using your org card for the next 2 years. Like, teka lang. Diba? Parang, anyway.
Kaya nga yung ano ko, yung pitch ko, gawa kayo ng college. Yung mga ano, social engineers dyan. At mga ano, university deans. Gawa kayo, design kayo ng college na org life lang talaga. Balik sa renaissance eh, no? Mga ano.
Wait, but isn't that what college majors are?
Hindi, hindi na yung classroom. As in, oh, magmamount tayo ng ano, concert. Yun na yung buong school year.
But I think kasi sa UP, sa fine arts medyo ganun eh.
Ganun na.
Oh. Medyo parang studio naman kayo as a class.
Anyway, yeah. Just oh. Spitballing. Okay, next. Any advice on sending cover letters? Ayan.
Ikaw, Mr. Writer.
Okay. Well, number one. Wag ChatGPT, please. Oh my, for the love of Christ. For the love of God. Do not use ChatGPT when writing your cover letter.
Can I challenge you? Wait. Can I challenge you? Or do what? I let you finish?
Let me finish first.
Okay.
Kung gagamit kayo ng ChatGPT, sige, fine. Template. Pero, ibahin yun naman ng konti.
Yun yung sasabihin ko.
I'll go.
Like, you know, it's kind of daunting to write something from scratch. It's fine to i-run yun sa ChatGPT. Kunwari, ChatGPT, give me a draft of a cover letter for an application to a telco company as a brand manager. Sure. Pero after nun, i-edit nyo naman according to how you see fit and how you will sound like. Gets mo? Parang...
Ito, as a person who reads cover letters, tayong dalawa,
I don't na, read cover naamoy letters.
Mo, naamoy mo ba yung ChatGPT?
Oo naman.
Okay, ayan, narinig nyo yun.
Oo eh, like, I think hindi pa ganun ka-sophisticated yung GPT-3 or GPT-4 para ma-fool mo yun eh. Yung especially if you're applying to people who write every day.
Speaking of
people
which...
People who churn out like, you know, films and campaigns. Na,
yung friend natin,
yun eh.
Yung friend natin, si Richard Bulisay, who happens to be, a university professor.
I know, ang dami niyang rants dyan.
Ang dami niyang ChatGPT na nahuhuli, di ba?
Na parang, guys, do you think bobo kami?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sorry, we are millennials and yung technology, exponentially siya nag-grow in our 10 years. Yung prime adult years of us millennials ay nag-change yung cassette tape to CD, to MP3, to cloud, to LIMO. Like, exponentially yung growth. So parang yung utak natin or yung culture natin around technology is that we learn and relearn and we know that we have to relearn, constantly relearn anything new. So, ang point ko lang is, we can detect it. Kasi, tayo yung cusp ng analog and digital. We read books. We read photocopied handouts while we knew how search worked. Diba? And some of us actually build the actual stuff. Like, alam namin yung code when it was just HTML before it became, you know, I don't know, PHP or whatever. Outdated na probably language na alam ko. But, huwag niyo kaming gawing bobo. Diba? Like, we can fucking detect it. Especially your professors in, you know, writing class. It's, or your professors in journalism. Or your professors
grabe naman yung journalism. It's a chat GPT yung journalism.
In science. And like, talaga, tingin niyo,
reckless
yun. Oh. Yun. Parang, ano talaga, no? Youthful arrogance, eh, no? Anyway. Yun, ang
dahil
na huli ni Chard. Na parang, do you think hindi niya irarun yan sa GPT? Like, bobo ba kayo?
Anyway. Na ikaw, so ano yung advice mo in sending cover letters?
Like, I think ChatGPT is, or any AI, is actually something that's very helpful. But, ako, ano lang siya, pang bigay siya ng guidelines na, I don't know how to, like, for me, nadodonta ako ng cover letter sa visa application. So, i-run ko siya sa GPT. Tapos, i-customize ko na lang siya. As if ako yung nag... Well, ako pa rin yung nagsulat, di ba? So, you don't take it as it is. Just edit it. Lagyan mo ng sarili mong point of view pa rin. Because you will be hired because of your point of view. Hindi ka machine, di ba? Yun lang.
Okay.
Ayun.
Next, ito na, your favorite. Any advice on job interviews? How do the fresh grads not sound pretentious during interviews?
Ikaw muna, ano yung red flags mo sa interviews?
Ako, ito, gagawin ko ang bit to kung maging stand-up comedian ako. Favorite part ko talaga in any interview, yung tinatanong na, now that I've heard your strengths, I wanna hear your weaknesses. Sobrang ito na. Mm-hmm. Kung naririnig ko yun, parang edge of my seat na ako na parang, okay, let's hear this.
Sige nga.
Okay, common na naririnig ko palagi ah. Kung tinatanong ko yung, what are your weaknesses? And mm-hmm. kung tinatanong rin ako kung nag-a-apply ako sa trabaho, what are my weaknesses? Alam mo sagot ko?
Ano?
Ako muna.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, ano na? This is a bit, right? Joke yeah. to, no?
Hindi, totoo okay. to. I'm too dedicated. I'm too team-oriented. I'm too kind.
Podpals,
I'm too hardworking. So in other words, ang technique pala doon sa weaknesses, lagyan mo lang ng too or too much.
And you think yung nag-interview sa'yo,
pero
parang
positive
hindi
yung...
niya ma, just, hindi niya ma, parang, na BS to ah.
Parang ano, no? So name three influential figures in your life. Sabihin mo, no? Si
God.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Buddha. And Mahatma Gandhi. Yan. Or if masenti, my lola, my mom, my teacher. Ayoko yung mga ganong questions. Pero yon.
Pero alam mo, kung ako yung interviewer, basing on your answer, sige nga, sino yung mga ano, idol mo?
Ako? Huh?
Kunwari, kapag puro religious, ano, parang, ang...
Anong basa mo
ang
doon?
Ang analysis ko na doon, either...
Madasalin siya.
Catholic school to, tas religious yung parents niya.
O sige nga.
Kasi nag-appeal siya to authority.
Can we do an exercise? Tanong mo sa akin.
Someone got excited.
Tanong mo sa akin, who are the three most influential people in my school years? Tapos bigay mo yung personality. Sasabihin ko yung answer. Magbibigay akong tatlong random, tapos bigay mo yung personality ko.
Okay.
Kung, so, mabili, kung magaling ang HR, go. O,
hindi ako HR.
Still.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Ong, who's, can you give me the top three most influential people in your life?
Okay. The comedian Joey De Leon.
Okay, thank you.
Miss Lenny Robredo and Mr. Paul Soriano. The film director, Paul Soriano.
Okay.
Anong personality?
You're very political.
Ayaw nga, no?
Parang nag-ano ka, by sharing VP Lenny, parang ay, nag-virtue signaling siya.
Oo, tama. Tapos kung Joey De Leon, ay, maingay to.
Ano, gusto
sasabihin
niya
yung opinion niya.
Oo, or magta-try itong mga nakakatawa na almost dangerously politically incorrect.
Ay, pero may ano siya, may wit siya at may talino naman siya.
Ewan ko kung bakit yung kay Paul Soriano.
Ayaw, wala, naisip ko lang random. Weird yung Paul Soriano tsaka Lenny Robredo.
Hindi, pero pwede kong i-deduce na parang...
A filmmaker siya.
Or, ah, gusto niya yung mama. Joke. Ayun.
Is that a bit? Anyway, so yun.
Yun, sir.
Wait, so ikaw, ano yung ano mga?
Ano?
Advice on job interviews. Ako, yung ano lang, be the least pretentious person, pero respectful pa rin.
Yes.
Ito isa pa, give your hobbies. Tell the interviewer your hobbies. Ako, importante yun.
Medyo natatawa kasi ako dun sa job interview TikTok world eh. Kasi masyado siyang rehearsed. I think naman, as someone who had interviewed a lot of people, you'd know kapag rehearsed yung answer niya.
What are your hobbies? I like watching Netflix. Lahat naman ng tao nanonood ng Netflix eh.
O hindi ah.
Pwede sabihin na
wow, burgis. Lahat may access sa Netflix.
Ayaw. I like breathing po. I really like breathing.
Pero ano eh, parang ako ah, mas considerate and I would like to think, mas compassionate ako. Pag alam mong fresh, alam mo naman pag fresh grad siya eh. Na ano yung kinakabahan, nagpo-po.
Yung po, okay lang ba sa'yo yun? Yung, ako okay, I find it endearing.
May line. Madedetect mo if the person is being respectful or pabebe lang siya eh.
Pwede bang he's pabebe and respectful? Pwede naman eh.
Hindi, madedetect mo. Kasi kung lagi, parang pabebe siya. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, yo po.
Good morning po. Anyway.
Ano po yung work hours dito po?
Diba, parang yung pag every end of the sentence, may po. Really? Anyway. I guess yun. Advice ko ay, yung mga nag-interview, naging fresh grad din sila once. So, naiintindihan nila kung kinakabahan kayo. So, that's fine. Parang normal kabahan. I guess...
Yung tipong, eto, drink the water, tapos nangingisay siyang ganun yung tubig na. Oh,
slapstick. Slapstick.
Yo po, thank you for the water, burbo. Nahuhulog
I guess,
tubig.
For me lang, siguro isang basic, ano, ito basic for me. Mag-on kayo ng camera kung virtual meeting siya. Kahit man lang, just to say hello. Tapos mag-off na kayo ng camera, that's fine. Pero kasi first impression yung interview, di ba? Like, sana naman lang makita na yung totoong tao kayo, di ba? Yun. Tapos, yun nga, may tao naman yung mga nag-i-interview. So, naiintindihan namin kung ba't kayo nakinakabahan or bakit kayo nagbabakil-bakil. That's fine. Ano nyo yun? Kumbaga parang focus more on what you're saying versus how you're saying it. Because honestly, yung mabata ngayon, meron akong, kasi usually panel kami, panel interview. Magte-text na ako ng parang, guess the accent. YouTube accent.
Povedan?
Ate Nian, is it Konyo or is it YouTube? May YouTube accent eh.
Ay, yung Peppa Pig.
Iba din yun.
Iba pa yun?
Oo, parang meron din yun. May Peppa Pig. Ano, si Peppa Pig ba siya? Konyo ba siya? Or YouTube accent? Kasi yung YouTube, I think may YouTuber.
May TikTok accent pa.
Oo, like meron silang, hi, yeah. May parang every sentence ends with,
meron
yeah.
Meron din ba yung what's
yeah,
up guys?
Yeah, that's it.
What's up guys?
Ganun, yeah, that's it. Ganun like, yeah. Yeah. Talaga? Yeah? Like, I know you're trying your best to express. Yung, kasi I think meron talaga silang misconception na yung YouTubers present themselves well. Of course, diba?
May pero, naman. May truth naman doon.
May truth naman doon. Pero
magaling magsalita ang mga YouTubers.
May tendency maging...
In-interview mo, magsalita parang vlogger.
You're all vlogger accent. What the hell?
No?
May gano'n na parang...
Can you do a bit?
Kailangan ka ng copy sheet eh.
Okay, can you tell us why you wanna work for us, Miss CJ?
So yeah. Because, you know, I really like graphic design and... web design as well. And I kind of enjoy filmmaking too. Yeah. Ganon, like, ang kid, ano yan eh, may tally ako niyan. Like, ang YouTube accent ay...
Akala ko sasabihin niya, here are the top 10 reasons why I want to work
Miss
here.
Miss Mojo.
One, the food is good.
Hindi, meron talaga.
It's near number 3.
Meron silang ano eh. May
coming in hot at number 2.
Miss Mojo
the Starbucks
pala.
Okay na bit yun. Coming in hot at number 2. The Starbucks downstairs is excellent.
Hindi naman kasi YouTuber si Miss Mojo eh. Di ba?
Anyway, pero natawa sa sariling
meron
joke.
Meron silang parang, hi guys. So for today, we're going to talk about the... May ganun silang tono. Ang YouTube accent or YouTube lingo, lagi yung may ends the sentence with yeah. Tapos may as well. Lagi, as in use of as well. Na minsan unnecessary. Like, men, pwede namang end. Pwede mo ding i-split
period
yung
na lang,
sentence. Diba? Bakit laging as well? At meron din siyang like so. Lagi may like so.
Or kung Atenista parang...
Hindi, iba yon. Iba yung Atenista. Ito YouTuber. Yan yan. As in may as well, like so. Though.
And then yung huli.
Yung mga
pag-aalis na siya. Hit subscribe or like. Sinabi niya, okay ma'am, I'll go ahead. Hit subscribe or like.
Don't forget to hit subscribe and yes, like my channel. Ganun. Hindi, pero meron talaga silang ano, though. Like, yeah, it's fun though. Anong fun though? Mali yung gamit mo ng though, putang ina. Tsaka, naloloka talaga ako sa as well. Like, I enjoy reading books. And writing poems as well. Hindi mali. I enjoy reading books and writing poems. Ba't pa may as well?
May end ka na nga eh. No?
Like, what? Anyway, yun. Tapos lagi may yeah. So parang, I don't get it.
Generational thing yan. Eh, malay mo naman nag-a-apply siya as a vlogger. Oh.
Hindi nga siya nag-a-apply as a vlogger. Okay. Diba? Parang, eh. Tapos, ayun. I guess, ano na yan, parang kababawan na lang. I mean, shallow thing siya na annoying. Na parang, kung magaling ka naman or maayos yung sagot mo and maganda yung folio mo, we'd see past it.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, I guess the advice is be sincere. Pero, i-filter mo din. Kasi, meron akong isang interview, tawang-tawa ako. Kasi, magigets mo kung ano yung pinanggalingan niya. Parang nag-a-apply ito from another, hindi kami yung first company niya. Yung sabi na, do you have any questions to ask? Ganyan. Sabi niya, nagsisigawan po ba kayo? So parang, oh no, nagsisigawan dun sa company niya before. Probably.
Kawawa naman.
Kawawa naman. Yun. So parang sabi nung teammate ko, nag-joke pa nga yung teammate ko, nakakatawa eh. Kasi may construction tayo nun. So ang lakas talaga ng boses ko. So sabi niya lang, well, di ka nagsigawan. Pero ngayon, sumisigaw si CJ kasi may ginagawang construction. Ganon. So parang, kawawa din. Pero, another thing. But this is more for like juniors, hindi fresh grad. Pag in-interview kayo, tapos tinanong kayo, oh, bakit mo gusto lumipat, ganyan. Huwag mo naman i-talk shit yung company mo.
Oh, yung malay mo, may kilala yung interviewer.
Hindi, tsaka red flag yun. Oh, especially, sa if you can talk shit about your company, you can also talk shit about
kung
us.
Wala ka na rito.
Diba?
Oo. Oh.
Parang,
pero question, pwede bang sagot to? Yung parang, the company I worked with before didn't align with my values. Okay lang yun.
Pwede naman yun. Oh,
diba?
Oh.
Or I didn't have a connection with the mission vision of the previous company I worked for.
Pwedeng ganun, oo. Oh.
Technicalin muna,
di ba? Pero parang
diba?
Culturally, hindi kami aligned. Ganun.
Hindi ka ma-offend doon. Hindi ba talking shit yun? Yung culturally, we're not aligned with my previous company.
Tapos that just end there. Pag
wag mo na sabihin
na, huwag ko na siraan.
Eh, what if yung intrigera yung HR personnel? Eh, can you tell me more about?
Then that's not on you anymore. That's fine. Kasi tinanong ka na eh. Pero huwag mong i-volunteer na. Ay, kasi po, ganito eh. Parang, wow, sign of immaturity. Anyway.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, second to the last question.
Okay.
Sorry, podpals ang haba, masaya yung topic eh. Tsaka sana makatulong kahit papaano. So ito, do you suggest, ito related to pagbukod episode with Tats Paman.
Okay.
Do you suggest moving out of your family's home and sharing a co-living space with friends or office mates which is near your office?
Well, it's an economic thing.
Tayo hindi natin nadaanan yung ganyang millennials. Pero oh. Diba, ngayon, may ano na, may mga ganyang services na.
Hindi, pero
co-living
nga,
spaces. Apartment sharing.
Two things. Ano yan, yung opposing, ano dyan, themes.
Can you
dyan.
Afford it?
Oo, yun. One, can you afford it? And two,
strict ang parents ko eh.
Hindi, parang economic yan versus personal growth, diba? Of
hindi,
course,
pero wait ah. Pwede rin siyang makatipid ng pera kung nag-co-living siya kesa ko-commute
kaya
siya.
Kaya nga, kasi kunwari, kung nasa gated village kayo pero nasa Fairview,
oh.
Mamamatay ka sa Grab, di ba?
Mm.
Magkano yung Grab from
tsaka
Fairview
to Makati? Tsaka
hello
safety kung gabi.
Oo. So, if i-compute mo din, baka yung, na, yung ginagastos mo for Grab ay kapresyo ng rent.
Or baka mas malaki pa nga eh.
Yes. Pero kasi dati, mas madali yan i-compute or mas economical talaga to live near your office. Kapag
yes,
araw-araw
na.
Kayong pumapasok.
Ah, kasi ngayon maraming ano eh. No?
Kasi ngayon
Zoom.
Hybrid. Uh-oh. So parang isipin mo, 4 days of the work week, nasa bahay ka naman. Tapos once a week ka lang papasok.
Pwede na. Sulit
parang
na yung Grab mo.
Okay lang, di ba? Pero, sige, kung kunwari, tatanggalin natin yung economic shit.
Mm-hmm.
In an ideal world, di ba? Kung afford mo, parang better kasi mas matututo kang to manage your time, manage your energy, manage your finances.
Tsaka you cut the umbilical cord from your parents, eh, di ba?
Oh, tsaka, like kunwari, meron kaming bagong accounts person. As in from intern, case study siya of nag-intern, tas I guess nag-enjoy siya, tas nagalingan kami sa kanya, and we got them for, as in parang similar to me, na as in nag-intern, tas siya talaga, yun nga nag-part-time pa eh. Ako kasi nag-thesis muna eh, tas tsaka ako nag-apply. Siya hindi, tuloy-tuloy.
Tuloy-tuloy.
So, Pero ang problema niya ngayon, hindi niya ma-explain yung late nights na parang, yung ba, ano oras ka uwi? Bad late. Yung kailangan mo i-explain sa parents mo kung ano yung trabaho mo. Tapos kung yung parents mo ay 9 to 5, hindi nila maintindihan yung advertising, fraud, diba? So parang tinuturuan namin siya ngayon ng, alam mo, mas madaling mag-sorry kaysa magpaalam. Mga ganun, sobrang BI. Pero, adult ka na eh. Parang, laging kami, ano gagawin nila? Susunduin ka nila sa party? Ganun. So like, hindi ko na ipakasabihin. Bad influence yung talawa, bad tape sa ating young listeners.
Bad influence naman talaga tayo. Anyway, ito, last question.
Wait, di mo sinagot?
Sinagot
ikaw,
ko.
Ano? Hindi mo sinagot? Is
ako,
it better?
Hindi, ako, it's better. Ano ah, tanggalin na yung financial stuff.
Mm.
For personal growth, yes.
Yes.
Kasi yun na nga. Isipin mo, may kahit maliit yung space, ikaw magmamanage yun, ikaw magpapalaba, ikaw bibili ng pagkain mo, ikaw magkocommute.
At saka makaka-jowa ka doon.
Yes, makaka-jowa ka.
Especially kung wala kang roommate.
Hindi, tsaka diba usually kung fresh grad, party-party rin. Yes, trabaho, pero party-party.
Makaka-jowa ka doon. Wanna come to my place.
Hindi, makaka-uwi kang lasing.
Ganon. Oh.
Makaka-uwi kang lasing, walang sermon.
Diba? Bitter.
Oh.
Bitter
De, pero,
ano?
With co-living spaces, kasi nga, that was one of my projects before I left the real estate company I worked for. Oh. Diba? Co-living spaces. Tingnan mo rin yung mga kasama. Sana yung kasama mo are people you trust.
Yes. Oh, better naman kung parang friends mo talaga.
Oh.
Or kapatid mo. Pwede
exactly.
Naman.
Oh. Or kaklase mo sa... Oh. Or org mate
or,
mo dati.
Or office mate mo.
Yeah, yun the best. Yun
better
the best.
Yun. Pero, syempre fun pag mag-isa. Kasi...
Eh, pero paano kung babae ka?
Okay na. I mean, yun. Choose a safe neighborhood, I guess. Yun. So parang... Or at least kung babae ka, tapos mag-isa ka, meron kang condo, pareho ka ng condo, ganun. You don't have to be roommates, but...
Or at least the same floor, di ba?
Oo, ganun. Anyway.
Ito, last, maganda to.
Lahat na lang ng question mo, merong ganda to.
Oh, syempre, para ganahan ka. Sumeldo. First sweldo. 15th of the month. Unang-unang sweldo.
Mm.
Where should I put my first earnings? Do I celebrate or do I save it? Mabilis na sagot lang.
No.
Both. Hindi, kaya nga.
Okay.
It's because, unang sweldo mo eh, di ba? Ang sarap, naalala ko yung unang sweldo ko eh.
Okay.
Ang ginawa ko, wow, virtue signaling.
Ano?
1,000. I kid you not. 1,000 pesos from my savings.
Magkano yung first sweldo mo?
Mababa.
Kaya nga, for perspective
wait,
na
wait,
margin.
Wait, first sweldo na 15 ah, hindi 15 and 30.
Ne, yung net
for the
monthly.
Month.
Oo.
8,000. 8,000.
Oh, Podpals na Gen Z.
As a copywriter.
Ayun. I mean, kasi may mga Podpals tayo, tinanong tayo dun sa tingin natin dun sa nabababaan sa 30,000 na net. Ayun lang. So isipin nyo plus
pero inflation.
Inflation
naman,
talaga?
Hindi, pero dun sa
do the math ng 8K, tas inflation ngayon. Talaga,
yung
8,000,
unang sweldo.
Na net? Oh, anyway.
Unang sweldo ko na 8,000. Yung 1,000.
Mm.
So, 7,000 inuwi ko.
Mm.
Yung 1,000.
Mm.
I gave it to charity. Dahil ako lang. Hindi ko binigay sa charity. Dinilagay ko sa banko.
Okay.
Nagtayo ako ng savings account. Na yung dati yung maintaining balance pa, 1,000.
Mm.
Tapos yun, ang weird, since unang sweldo ko yun, parang na-train yung utak ko na, okay pala magtabi ng kahit konti. Tapos yung 7,000, winaldas ko na sa fully booked.
Okay.
Tsaka kumain ako ng masarap.
Well,
ikaw.
Since I contribute, I'm not necessarily the breadwinner. Pero, second breadwinner ako. So, siya talaga family conversation siya. So, nung whenever I get an offer, kunwari ito yung sweldo ko or na-increasean ako, whatever, I'm transparent to my family na okay, ito yung sweldo ko. Iko-compute natin kung magkano yung parang i-appropriate ko yung... Hindi ko sinasabi yung sweldo ko sa kanila. Sinasabi ko lang tumaas or ganito, parang ganyan. Hinihingi ko yung monthly expense. Tapos binabangga ko siya dun sa sweldo ko. And kino-compute ko yung percentage na afford kong mag-contribute na may savings pa rin ako. So parang ano ba tawag doon? Prorated. Mm. Ganun siya. So wala, part talaga ng programming ko na mag-contribute sa.
So unang sweldo mo ganun na kaagad. Wala kang parang okay, I'm gonna buy this.
Wala. Ah, wala. Wala. Okay. Parang ano
as
lang.
Always, the corny answer comes from CJ.
I think the first purchase I did after 3, ay hindi, yun na regularize ako.
Doon ka bumili. Or what did you buy for ako. Yourself?
Kasi bumili ako ng presentation blazer.
Mahal yun. Nag-power anong, dressing anong brand? Ako. Zara?
Zara.
O may medyo may mahal yun.
Ginamit ko siya for how many years?
Oh, okay.
So yun, kasi nag-invest, I guess nag-invest pa din ako sa career ko.
And naintindihan naman ng parents mo na bumili ka ng blazer.
Oh, nagsusupport naman sila na.
Oh. Hindi kasi magagamit mo naman yung blazer mo in the future.
And so many, magamit ko siya sa presentation, magamit ko siya sa parties, magamit ko siya sa, I don't know, any special occasion. Mm. So yun, nag-invest ako sa blazer, power dressing agad. Mm. Diba? Yun.
So yun, final thoughts and wrap up about this episode.
Oh, nakakabitin naman. I think,
nakabitin ba yun, Podbus? Ang dami na naming sinabi.
Hindi, nag-expect kasi ako ng question na mas, alam mo yun, yung parang pa-advice eklat.
Like, hindi, bullet point style nga eh.
Ano, hindi, ikaw, ano ba yung parang, ilang years ka na ba since you graduated?
Wag na.
Hindi, sabihin mo na. Hindi, ilang years?
20.
It's been 20 years since you graduated. Me, ano ba? Parang I think like 16 or 15 years na ako sa office.
Hindi nalalayo.
So, hindi nalalayo. From that, I think, ano yung realization mo from you when you were, how much did you change? Or how
ang
much,
realization
ano
yung
lang, wisdom na na-accumulate mo?
Mas masarap magkatrabaho kaysa mag-aral.
So true.
I don't care about high grades. I like money.
Yes.
I like money.
Ako din, ayoko na bumalik sa school.
Oh.
Like,
pero to be fair naman, may mga tao who like going back to school to study new disciplines or...
Okay. Hindi, mag-share tayo ng parang tatlong realization. Ganon. Hindi kasi, I would like to share yung sagot ko dun sa
Instagram. Ikaw na lang. Ako yun lang naman.
Na feeling ko magre-react ka naman eh. One, 80% or I would stretch it to 90. 90% ng gagawin mo sa office, hindi mo natutunan sa school.
Sure ka ba dyan? Sure ka ba dyan sa sinasabi mo? Naku, may magre-react ng mga
ano?
Professors na nakikinig.
Eh, di magre-react kayo.
Cancel na naman po si CJ. Okay.
Yun, so parang...
Charred. Narinig mo yung sinabi
naku,
ni CJ.
Ay, naku, mag-agree siya. Charing. Yun, so parang hindi 10%. And yung 10% na yun, hindi yung technical. Yung critical thinking, yung common sense, yung... As in, ano siya, yung taste. Hindi mo gagamitin yung mga parang... Yung mga minemorize mo sa school, wala yun.
Although, pero sorry ah.
Ano?
Yun about taste.
Mm.
Sabi mo, bring up mo kasi na yung taste eh, di ba?
Sabi ko sa inyo, mag-react siya eh.
Gumanda yung taste ko nung nasa ano ko. Yung
so
literature, hindi.
Ano,
literature
sa school?
Ng literature classes ko.
Alam mo, ako, sobrang naghabol talaga ako. Parang feeling ko gumanda na yung taste ko third year.
Tsaka yung sa mga film classes ko, gumanda yung taste ko rin.
Ako din naman, oo.
Hindi, wait. Sabi mo sa akin, natutunan mo yung mga Alfred Hitchcock, Wong Kar-wai, because of your professor, Cesar.
Kaya nga, third year na.
Oh, eh, taste yun eh.
Kaya nga, third year na ako. Third year lang naman kami nag-film class eh. So, as in,
pero,
naghabol.
Matututo ka naman ng taste sa college.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Ayun, tapos, tsaka, hindi yun nga. Ako talaga, sorry, it bothers me that business writing isn't taught in school.
Ako rin yun.
Like, yung friend kong si Chard, ang dami niyang nakukuha ngayong parang mga, alam mo yung invitation to participate in the research sa thesis.
Mm.
Alam mo yung mga parang mass message na hindi man, dear Mr. Bolisay or Miss De Silva, yung talagang, hi, I'm doing this thesis. Yung parang, wow.
Facebook message?
Oo, social media announcement. Like, I think there has to be, alam mo yun, tell it apart na, alam, pag professional na yung ginagawa natin, di ba? Pag research na, research language. I think hindi ma... Ito na, I'll shit on the Gen Z and I'll be cancelled.
Ayan, Gen Z. Yun na naman.
Like, matuto naman kayo mag-code switch. Mag-context clues naman kayo.
What is code switching?
Mag-context clues kayo kung yung kausap, kunwari, kausap mo, manager mo or yung boss mo, i-feel mo kung yung situation ay joke-joke or seryoso na. Mm, diba?
Tama.
Like, I would like to think, I'm trying, approachable naman siguro ako. Pero, huwag mo naman ako kausapin na parang kabarkada mo kapag crunch time na, diba? Like, pag kinausap kita professionally, sumagot ka saan? Professionally. Diba? The same way with people who approach us, ito, ilang email na yung parang nag-email sa'yo for speaker X, tapos 2 days na lang, yun na yung event. Yung parang, okay ka lang. Tingin mo, wala akong life. Tingin mo, wala akong schedules.
Fair, to be fair sa mga estudyante na tinanong ako maging panelist sa okay school sila. Nila, okay sila.
Kasi meron,
may regalo pa nga sa akin pagkatapos.
May podball tayo na ang professional.
Ang galing nun.
Diba?
May pinadala niya. Pang basket sa atin.
Tsaka, meron siyang letter, tapos tama yung logistics.
Ay, idol ko yun.
Ang galing, galing. Actually, PUP magaling sa ganun. Hindi tapos, tayo mag-name ng
hindi,
schools
pero
na masagawa
yung
mga,
return, yung kapalit nun, pumunta talaga tayo dun sa ano, sa Zoom meeting nila.
Yes.
And nag-research, we gave
thorough
answers, yeah. Di ba?
Yung parang, if you want quality answers, ask quality questions. Di ba? For, if you want to be taken seriously, approach people seriously.
Tama.
Di ba? Yung parang, man, what the hell? Not everyone is, you know, your TikTok friend. Ang sungit.
Oh, ang sungit mo, grabe. Oh, sir.
Hindi, yun, first pa lang
first
yun.
Lang yun?
Yung business writing and all. Tapos, yung second realization ko is that, sorry, I have to call this out because I find it really funny or maybe I'm just really antisocial. Hindi, siguro I made this mistake kasi before. Like, when you get employed and or when you land a job, natatawa ko na ang una mong hinahanap ay to form a barkada inside the company.
Yes.
Like, it's just
why do you want to work for this company?
Oh, because my friends are here. Like, what the hell? Nagkamali ako dyan, ha? Like, alam mo yung talagang wala, youthful shit siya. Like, yung first
I
year.
I came here to make friends.
Yung first year ko talaga, I formed friends. Di ba? I formed.
Hindi, pero totoo yan, ha? Yung barkadahan, yung pool ng barkadahan sa office, malupit. Especially sa fresh grads.
Pero mararamdaman mo, juvenile shit siya. Na parang, bakit ka naghanap ng putang inang barkada sa office? Diba? Parang,
ako gets ko naman.
I don't understand.
Ako gets ko, sorry.
Hindi. Sige, fine. I understand where it's coming from. It's social
excitement
support.
Excitement yun eh, na parang first time support. Nila in the big city. That galing silang suburbs.
Kaya nga, tsaka social support siya. Na parang, kapag nahirapan ka, may mag-cheer sa'yo.
Pwede rin sila makahanap ng jowa sa office.
Yes, I understand that. And like,
dating pools
like
din ang office.
Like what I said, I made those mistakes. Diba? So parang, I think yung downside nun eh. I mean, hindi ko sinasabi huwag kayo magkaroon ng friend sa office.
Kasi, suggestion ko, don't shit where you eat. Don't date where you work.
Okay, ano pang idioms? Ano pa? Let give it to me.
Bahala kayo.
Ne, pero yun, parang, I guess, be clear about your priorities. Na, it is good to form friends at work. I'm not saying don't be friendly at work. I'm saying, ang priority mo dapat is one, your well-being, yung personal career goal mo. Yung career growth mo within the company. Second is, like, hindi, siguro under that, your personal growth in the company is the quality of work that you put in as an individual. Like, yes, teammates kayo, pero ano yung quality mo of work? Tapos sige, third or last, like second, whatever. Basta secondary dapat yung social. Kasi for me, we come to work to do the work. Nagigets ko yung, at hindi, ito yung pinanakakatawa kasi for me eh. Natatawa ko kapag motivation yung friendship sa saluhan ng workload. Like,
yikes.
Ako nagagawa kasi friends tayo. Hindi. Di ba? Pwede mo sabihin dun sa manager na gusto ko po tumulong. Kasi mabigat yung load niya. I-formalize mo siya. Huwag mo siyang parang in secret na kasi friends tayo, tulungan na kita.
Pero like, question, sa office mo ba, may nakikita ka mga intense friendships amongst
I
the
I will
juniors?
Not comment. Charing.
Kasi ako, I've seen it.
Yung
parang
hello,
grabe to.
Isang company
pati
lang
weekend.
Naman ako nag-work eh.
Ako marami na.
Diba? So,
so
parang
ako
whatever
na,
I say,
hindi, pero ako parang, Langhiya, pati weekend, magkasama kayo.
Oh, ako din.
Hindi na kayo nagsawa sa mga mukha ng isa't isa?
Yung parang, magkasama kayo sa office, tapos pupunta kayo sa beach, magkasama pa rin kayo, kayo pa din.
Tapos, pareho pa silang ano, condo.
Oh, parang, wow. No wonder.
TGIS?
Hindi, no wonder, nakaka-spill over yung mga drama. Na parang, ito, ang dami ng times na kunwari, yung pinakamagaling mong teammate, nagre-resign siya, re-resign siya. So, tatanoy mo, bakit ka nagre-resign?
Mm.
Tapos, isa-cite niya yung experience tong iba. Na pa, eh, kasi burnout, blah, 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 blah. Parang, oh. Ikaw ba yung na-burnout? Teammates tayo, we make sure we minimize burnout. Ikaw ba yung na-burnout o yung friend mo? Yung friend ko po, eh, ba't ikaw yung nagre-resign?
Baka empathic siya.
Hindi, parang, minsan parang kami, I understand how you feel. Pero isipin mo, if problema mo ba siya or problema siya ng office mate mo. Although, I will not discount na if one person feels that way, may symptom din yun of like a bigger systemic thing. So, as a manager, inonote mo yun, di ba? Pero, nagkakaroon talaga ng hawahan ng ano drama.
Oo.
Like, because, you know, we're not the same people.
Because
some people
I think,
are, you know, just dramatic or like...
Feeling ko rin kasi some people see the office
character.
as a sitcom, a workplace sitcom or a TV show. Yung parang mag-a-apply ako dito. Yung Ally McBeal thinking or Parks and Recreation. Gets mo ba? Yung parang... Oh,
oh, this
I'm gonna...
is Devil Wears Prada.
Yes!
You know?
Yung parang it's the movie of my life. Ito
tapos
office.
Bida siya. May
yes.
Sabi, yeah, I see. Ganon. May scoring pag pumapasok
yes,
sila. Ano? Ang tawag din ay main character syndrome.
Yes.
Tapos pag hindi sila yung totoong main character dun sa narrative ng office, nagdadrama sila.
Mm.
Okay. Pero yun, I guess my point is, it's based on experience, parang mas nauuna talaga yung work ethic versus friendship. Parang for me, basis yung work ethic nung pagiging friends natin. Like yung partner ko ngayon si Noel, di ba? Tagal namin magka-work, pero hindi kami super close. Parang it took us like how many years of saluhan, of protecting each other's energy, of defending each other's work before we really, you know, confirmed to ourselves na, I think we're good friends. Alam, nagagets mo?
Mm.
Parang for me talaga, yung workplace friends, ang basis doon dapat ay work ethic. Na parang at the end of the day, ipapahamak ka ba niya? Ide-defend ka ba niya? Will this person put out a good word for you when shit hits the fan? Versus nag-osmosis kayo ng kadramahan. Diba? Yun. So, dahil kong angst. Anyway, ikaw, anong
tapos
take mo dyan sa mga workplace drama? Barkadahan.
It's unnecessary.
Hate ko tayo yung barkadahan.
Workplace barkadahan, medyo I'm on the fence.
Ako din.
I'm on the fence.
Tsaka yung picture sila ng picture together. Parang,
ito nga, ito, pumunta ako sa cubicle ng isang office mate ko. Naka-intrigero ako eh.
Oh, chismoso naman kasi.
Eh, wala naman tao dun sa office, so nakalimutan ko yata yung ano ko, charger ko or whatever. Ay, kasi silipin ko nga yung mga laman ng mga cubicles ng mga office mates ko. May picture silang barkada. Picture sila dun.
Inch.
TGIS in the office nga.
Ay, hindi natin dinidiscourage,
oh,
diba?
Oo naman. Hindi, it's not just for us.
Wag lang siyang, again, wag mo siya gawing personality.
Hindi, pero, kung yun yung nakahanap sila ng sense of connection and family
cool.
Dun. That's all.
Cool.
That's great.
Yes.
That's all.
Like, even my
hindi,
bosses.
Hindi, kasi isipin mo rin, what if?
Problematic yung family thing.
Exactly. Hindi maganda yung home life nila.
Mm-hmm.
Pupunta siya dun sa office. Pucha, may mga kasama rin siya dun na hindi maganda yung home life.
Oo nga.
Tapos hindi na sila umuwi ng maaga.
Mm.
Dun na sila nagdi-dinner. Dun na sila nag-aano.
I understand that 100%.
Okay yun. Okay,
okay
yun.
Lang
maganda yun.
Pero nga, if it affects the work or parang nagiging emotional ka sa work dahil dun sa barkadahan na yun.
Gets.
Wait,
kumbaga lang. Okay naman, sige magbarkadahan kayo dyan, pero kung trabaho.
Oo,
yun lang
naman yung point ko.
Wala kaming pakialam kung may photo album kayo dyan ng mga co-employees nyo.
Or nag-party kayo kahapon.
Oo, basta.
Pag work.
Oo, tama
or,
naman.
Or kapag kunwari, yung kabarkada mo may mali, may sabit siya, be objective. Diba? Huwag mo siyang, yung ang kakampihan ko siya at no matter what happens. Like, gets mo? I-align mo yung values mo doon.
Pero tricky rin talaga. Yan yung magandang, ano, that's another episode.
Work
yung
friendship.
Workplace barkadahan. That's a new episode idea I have.
Or baka, kasi, or pwede ding bitter lang tayo kasi wala tayong barkada sa work.
Sabihin meron nila, ako.
Wala kasi barkada sa work, CJ. Ganon.
Marami ako.
How defensive do you, like you sound so defensive.
Sa cubicle ko may photo. Sa cubicle ko may photo.
Siya pala yun. Dine-defend niya pala yung sarili niya the whole time.
Hindi yun, napunta ko cubicle sa akin pala.
Nandun ka pala. Ay, ako pala to.
Or, kasama ako dun sa picture. Pero hindi naman nila ako barkada. Eh, paano?
Kumukuha lang ng pansit sa likod.
Pahingi ng ambers. Makiki-ambers lang, no?
Yun. Yeah, but although, hindi, sige, separate topic yung workplace friendship.
Hindi. Ano ka separate topic? Separate episode na yan.
Future episode.
With Tats Paman, Podwals.
Ay, naku, maraming masasama. Maraming masasharing.
Matitrigger si Paman nito.
Super.
And it's gonna be a 3-hour special.
So, time for Pam.
Time for Pam. Podpal answering machine.
Okay, Pam.
Anyway, so ito, very short but sweet from our good friend and Telebabad guest, Telebabad Tips guest then before.
Mm-hmm.
From Mr. Carl Joe Javier.
Yay.
Listening to your latest episode, bentang-benta sa akin itong conversation on kinds of friends. Ha ha ha.
Bakit daw? Oh.
Actually, sabi ko, si CJ nag-produce my shout-out ka dyan. Also, non-Athenian friends, kasama ka dun. Tapos sabi niya, ha ha, kasama pala ako dun sa 20% mo. Tapos, sabi ko, may shout out siya doon. Sabi niya, haha, actually, I messaged, pero di pa ako umabot sa shout out ko. Salamat, men.
So, di pa siya tapos.
Guess ulit natin si Carl Joe
someday. Of course.
Sa'yo.
Sige, medyo mahaba to. This is from our, actually, si Didi.
Suki na yan.
Suki na lang, ano, Discord. And, sobrang eloquent. Okay, I'll read out loud yung kanyang message. Bet ko ito and realized a lot too. Thank you for this episode. 1. Plus 1 sa future you. Pabalik na ako sa pinuntahan mo type of friend. Like you, Wincy, I realized that I like associating myself with people slightly older and are wiser. In the simple way na they've learned lessons that they are willing to share with others. May mga tao kasing nagahaman sa lesson, so mahalaga na generous sila with their insights. Important lalo na if madali ka ma-peer pressure kahit matanda ka na kasi gusto mo na good influence pa rin. Pero kung matigas talaga ulo mo, edi wala, learn the hard way. And maganda yung plus or less 10 years gap na may generationally similar values. Hirap ata makahanap ng boomer na open sa different way of life. It would be interesting to have a boomer friend. Do you have a boomer friend?
My dad?
Dad
not counted ba yan?
Hindi counted yun.
My uncle?
Hindi counted.
Oo nga, no? May boomer
ako
friend.
Ako technically si Sir
Boss.
Hearns.
Boss mo. Teacher.
Pero RIP Sir Hearns. Wala Sir Hearns eh.
Yun. Boomer ba si Sir? Oh, no.
Who? Next sabi niya, good times, nostalgia, move forward friend. Yung old friend na nag-evolve na din and can remind you of the good times in the past. Yung type na when you're down, they remind you of the challenges you've overcome in the past. Or yung when you just need a good trip down memory lane na hindi ma-suck into that vacuum. Yung saktong hit lang. Third, na I think Didi was sharing her own list. And next, comic relief friend. Yung kaya magpatawa in even the direst of times. Yung kahit hagulgol at walwal ka na, may moments na matatawa pa din kayo. Hirap ng buhay adult and kailangan pa rin tumawa. Lalo na serious ako na tao, so super important to. Fourth niya, creative friends. I find that creative people need creative people who can understand din. Hirap nang walang kausap tungkol sa creative projects mo. Although may ano nun, I don't know if mahirap din kung lahat kayo creative.
Kasi ako, lahat ng friends ko, di ba, parang ganun.
Parang, ano tawag doon? Ano yun?
Artist commune.
Hindi, parang ano na rin siya. Ano yung vacuum? Hindi. Ano yun?
Echo chamber.
Echo chamber din. Pero, yeah, I kind of understand. Number 5, plus 1 sa open-minded, yung hindi MLM type, non-judgmental friends. Gawin, nakakatakot pag yung friend mo, parang pag yung friend mo nag-MLM na, parang okay.
Time friendship to end the friendship.
Parang, Tapos last, sabi niya, plus 1 sa mas matalino, mas magaling sa'yo na friend. Again, important na generous sila din with what they've learned. I think na it takes someone mature enough to get past the ingit of success. At the same time, yung hinihelp kang shift mindset or get hope sa possibilities. Yun.
Yun.
Thanks for sharing your own list. Diba?
So anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode, Bad Pals.
Yes, I hope
see you next time.
Yes. Bye!
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.